You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. Today is the final on-court day for the NBA Draft Combine. Teams will stick around on Saturday, and they'll continue to interview people. This morning, the Sixers are interviewing De'Aaron Fox at a downtown hotel in Chicago. You know, they're going to interview other people, but let's face it, let's be real. Among the top seven picks, the only guys who the Sixers are interested in who are here are De'Aaron Fox and Markelle Fultz, who was here one day Wednesday just to interview. So, you know, the other interviews, while they're nice, you know, the teams, they have to submit 30 names for interviews. They typically get 20 guys who they'll interview. But the fact that these two are the only two guys who the Sixers are considering, you know, you have to think that, you know, these are the only two of real importance. So, I mean, like yesterday, for instance, you know, we're asking, you're going around, you're asking people who interviewed with the Sixers, and you're getting four centers saying, oh, yeah, I interviewed with the Sixers. Now, maybe they may look for them to bring them to their D-League team, you know, but at the same time, you know, I don't, you know, see these guys being 76ers, not with Embiid, not with the depth that they have on this team. I just don't see it. So, but with that being said, the Sixers are probably going to interview a lot of people. I mean, they have the D-League coach here working people out. You know, he's part of that staff doing that. They have, you know, their Todd Wright here, you know, doing drills. They have the whole front office. I mean, basically everyone in the front office, you know, they the D-League people here. So, you know, that I think they will bring people from this combine. But again, like I said, I mean, what I mean by bring, I'm talking about, you know, they may select people. But like I said, you know, some of these bigs are going to be just for the D-League if they don't, you know, get drafted, or if they get drafted in the second round. But, you know, you have to do your due diligence. Now, the one thing I want to talk to you about is the Sixers. They have four second-round picks. You know, the fact that Brian Colangelo spent 2 weeks overseas in Europe, and the fact that he's going back over there. Now, he didn't say he's definitely going to do it, but he's considering to go over to the EuroLeague Final Four next week, the week after next. Now, can you imagine? Now, I know this guy makes a lot of money. A lot of money. And the team, the owner is a billionaire. But I'm under the impression that, you know, that's just something that you don't do on a whim. Say, hey, let me think I'm going to go there in 2 weeks. So I got to believe that he strongly consider going there, because, you know, it's costly, and you know, he probably has a ticket already and things like that, and something that was already planned out. But he's going to go back, or he's intending, or he's considering going back to, quote unquote, going back to the EuroLeague Final Four. So, if he's doing all that, that's letting me know, like, assuming if the Sixers, let's for say they get two top seven picks like they should. I mean, like they not should, but if they have a chance to do, you know, a 53% chance to do that, that he might not have room to take all four of these second rounders. So what he could do is one option is trade, right? You could trade up or you could trade him for a player or whomever. Or, you know, you can go and you can do what you're doing with Furkan Korkmaz, a draft and stash. You draft a European player. You know that he's going to be under, you know, he's under contract with a European team. So you keep him over there until it gets to a point where he can get a buyout or until his contract is completely over. Makes a lot of sense. Now, you know, a lot of things is, you know, we'll learn a little bit more of what their scenarios are going to be like if scenarios are going to be like, you know, once they the draft lottery comes and we'll know if they got the two first round picks. You know, and another option for the Sixers with these first rounds, just the reason why they interviewed a guy like Justin Jackson from UNC. I mean, this is a guy who's projected to go anywhere from 7 all the way through 27. I mean, he's all over the board in the first round. But, you know, it's one of those things where, if, let's say, for instance, the Sixers, if, you know, they're hell-bent, so to speak, on bringing him in because of his athleticism and because, you know, he could provide depth at the three, you know, something that they really don't have outside of Robert Covington right now, you know, it could be one of those things where they could possibly trade one or two of those second-round picks and a player, maybe Jahlil Okafor, to a team in return and get, like, something and also move up to a mid to late first rounder. So there's a lot of options for the Sixers. There's a lot of options. And, you know, we'll have a better idea in like what direction they want to go to to see after Tuesday. But I will say this, if they do get two first round picks in the draft lottery, there's really not going to be enough space for them to draft four second rounders. Now I know most of you guys know, like, second rounders, you know, typically their contracts aren't their contracts aren't, like, guaranteed, so, you know, they could be waived. But, you know, here's the thing, when you look at the Sixers roster, when I say they probably don't have a lot of room. I mean, I'm going to tell you why. Here are the guys who have guaranteed contracts. You have Jared Bayless, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jahlil Okafor. Now, again, he could be traded. Nick Stauskas, Dario Saric, Justin Anderson, and Timothy Luwalu. Right? Now, here are the guys who, you know, guaranteed contracts aren't guaranteed, but, you know, you expect, if not traded, to be here. You know, Robert Covington, they're going to try to renegotiate his deal, you know, but he's due right now to make, you know, over $1 million. You know, Rashawn Holmes is a guy who I really expect to be back, and next year he's going to make $1 million. TJ McConnell, $1 million, right? Okay, Sean Long. You know, the thing about Sean Long, the Sixers really, really, really like Sean Long. I mean, they really like him. You know, his thing is, I expect him to be back battling in the preseason for a team. You know, he'll be on the Summer League rosters. He'll play on both Summer Leagues. You know, starting next week, he'll be at the practice facility probably, if he's not there already, and he's going to be, you know, working hard, you know, to make this team. You know, the thing about him is, you know, he's working on his body right now. He's trying to, you know, shed some LBs. He's, you know, he's getting a little stronger. Not saying he wasn't strong, but just more like, you know, defined and have his body in better shape. So he's a guy who, you know, who could be a dude who makes the team, or he could be a guy that, you know, goes, you know, spends some time in the D League and comes back up, because they're going to have two positions, two roster spots this year allocated to guys who spend time in a D League and come up to Philly with the Sixers and then go back down and go back and forth, back and forth. So he's a candidate for that. And who knows, if he really does impress it, if he really impresses the Sixers, you know, he could possibly, you know, make the team. Just make the Sixers straight up, you know. Now, Alex Poitras, he'll probably be another candidate for that. You know, I know that, you know, he's a restricted free agent right now. But, you know, he's a guy who will be here this summer, training with the Sixers. Also, he's a guy I expect to see in the summer, on the summer league roster, and I also expect to see him probably getting a training camp invite. But, you know, things could be, you know, tougher for him than they are for Sean Long. That's for sure. I don't see Jared Bayless coming back. He could, but I just don't see it. It depends on what they do in the draft. It depends on what other free agents they can go after, but I don't see it. Sergio Rodriguez, I like Sergio. He was a good guy, nice guy. He came on a little strong at the end of the season, but he probably won't be back. Thiago Splitter is not coming back. You know, so there you have it. And that's the reason why the Sixers, you know, really, really don't have it. Don't have the space, because they're going to try to bring back some of these, bring back, you know, their own guys. They're going to go after free agents. So they really don't have the space bring in all four draft picks. You know, and you know, let's face it, you know, Jahlil Okafor is still like a guy who they're still trying to move. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised on draft night that he was dealt. And, you know, some of these other guys who I mentioned, you know, they the guys who, you know, have these non-guaranteed contracts, you know, while the Sixers do like them, you know, they do have value for another team because their contracts are low, you know, and a team can decide what they want to do with them. And if the Sixers feel like they could get a free agent who can step in and play alongside Ben Simmons and Embiid, I mean, you know, you have to assume that they won't think twice about moving these guys, you know. But, you know, that's where it is. And today, you know, it'll be much of the same at the combine. There'll be more player interviews with teams, more guys on the floor, you know, playing games. But it's funny because typically the second day of the draft combine, guys tend to skip it, especially if they have a great showing the first day. Their agent does not want their stock to drop. You know, they want it to keep it high, and, you know, they want them to go out with a bang, so to speak. But, you know, there you have it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to today's Locked On Sixers.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.